Sago Akwesasthe and the rest of the Seaway Valley. Welcome to a pre-recorded edition of CKIO Wednesday to Watalo. Because it's pre-recorded, no phone calls will be taken. We remind you, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during CKIO Wednesday to Watalo are not necessarily those of 97.3 CKIOWEN or the Akwesasthe Communications Society. Today's topic of discussion, the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe Safe Zone Program. And to discuss what the MCA Safe Zone Program is all about, Kyle Thompson, addictions mental health worker from the Holistic Health and Wellness Program, Philip White Cree, Aero researcher from the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office, Shara Francis Hearn, junior policy analyst from the Undewadatui Program, and Leah Delorme, benefit analyst from the Non-Insured Health Benefits Office. All four of my guests join us from the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe Safe Zone Program Committee. And we'd also like to make mention that Philip White Cree and Shara Francis Hearn are also Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe youth representatives. We're going to start off with Kyle Thompson, as mentioned, an addictions mental health worker from the Holistic Health and Wellness Program. Sago, and welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you, Irene.
Talking about the Safe Zone Program through the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe, how did this program initiative start, Kyle?
Well, identifying as a gay male myself, I was very aware of the lack of services and also the lack of resources in and around Akwesasthe for the LGBTQ community. I felt at this time it was right and long overdue to get something in motion for our very diverse community in Akwesasthe. I was informed by our youth rep, Shara Francis Hearn, that she was approached by a young community member who also identified themselves as LGBTQ, and it was brought to her attention that MC did not provide a safe space regarding LGBT community members. Shortly after, that idea of creating a safe space for the LGBT community members was passed on to the higher ups, and then a committee was formed. Now here we are.
I think it's great that this initiative got underway, that you guys are working on it so well. Now, Kyle, you make reference to LGBTQ. I want to make sure that our listeners know what those letters stand for. So can you clarify that for us?
Yes. Okay. The acronym LGBTQ means lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and the question LGBTQ community.
Again, we're talking with Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe employees, and we're discussing the Safe Zone Program, something put forth by the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe. And we're going to be joined this time around by Philip White Cree, and he is an Aero researcher from the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office at the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe. And he is also one of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe youth representatives. So I'd like to say sago and welcome to Philip White Cree to the show. Philip?
Thank you, Irene.
Taking a look at the Safe Zone Program itself, can you break that down? Goals of the Safe Zone Program, things that you're striving to do with it?
Yes, the Safe Zone Program is striving to really erase any forms of homophobia, transphobia, and heterosexism within MCA, and then to provide support to those who wish to seek it. The Safe Zone Program is also meant to not only educate, but also provide that environment of acceptance and understanding for LGBTQ within Akwesasthe.
All right. Now, when we talk about Safe Zone itself, can you expand on that a little bit?
Yes. Safe Zone indicates that an area is a safe and welcoming zone for a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning LGBTQ community member. A safe zone is a place to be able to talk about your identity, a place where LGBTQ can feel safe and freely be open about themselves without fear of criticism or hatred. And it is a place to feel free, both support and respected and accepted and valued within MCA organization.
Thank you. Again, that's Philip White Cree, Aero researcher from the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office, talking about the Safe Zone Program, exactly what that safe zone is. And we're going to turn now to Shara Francis Hearn as one of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasthe youth representatives. And she also works as a junior policy analyst from the Undewadatui program. Shara, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Reen. I'd like to just share a little bit about my role as a youth representative. I'm very active on the youth front. I do a lot of youth work. I'm always out there talking to our young people in the community about the issues that we're facing, about real life and the things that we're going through today.
I know that when we started things off at the top with Kyle, he made reference to a situation where someone actually approached you and brought it to your attention that MCA did not provide at that time a safe place regarding LGBTQ community members.
I was approached by a young person who felt that LGBTQ issues weren't really being talked about. They felt that they didn't have a place to go if they were seeking help. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, I got to get involved and I got to get something going. And that's when I linked up with the other committee members, Philip, Kyle, and Leah.
Now, talking about the primary goal of the Safe Zone program for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, maybe you can talk a little bit about the mission.
Yeah, sure. So the mission of the Safe Zone program at the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne is to distinguish and support community members, faculty, and staff who identify as a Safe Zone advocate on behalf of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning community. Through education, advocacy, and respect of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and ally issues, the program contributes to an open work environment that is safe and accepting for all members of the Akwesasne community.
How does the Safe Zone actually work?
Since the LGBT community tends to be an invisible diversity both in its members and its supporters, a Safe Zone program helps to create a more accepting atmosphere in the workplace by providing visual statements of support and creating safe spaces. So the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne departments, faculty, and staff who want to visibly show their support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning individuals can volunteer to be a part of it. Participants are given a sticker to display in their building, office, or classroom, and they're also provided a resource manual to serve as a reference guide. The main purpose of the Safe Zone program is to visibly mark spaces that are safe for LGBTQ community members, and it's usually accomplished through a sticker with a rainbow or any other recognizable LGBTQ symbol. And when staff affix the sticker to their work areas, it signifies an affirmation of LGBTQ people and lets others know that they are a safe person to approach for support.
So, Shara, we've got a big event that's happening on Saturday, August 23rd, and we're actually doing the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event. Now, we're going to follow up this particular program, which we're airing here this evening, with a live edition of Dead Watalo on Friday, August 22nd. So I want people to tune in for that program, and we'll talk more about the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event and exactly what's going on, when it's happening, what's going to be happening with regards to that kickoff event. So if you can briefly just give us a heads up on what we'll be discussing for tomorrow's Dead Watalo on Friday, August 22nd, to prepare us for the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff.
I'd like to invite all community to come out and check out our Safe Zone Program kickoff event. We'll be at the St. Regis Recreation Center in Gnadigo on August 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running right up till 10 p.m. So it's an 8-hour event. Feel free to come out whenever you have time. We're going to feature guest speakers. We're going to feature face painting, caricature drawing, some fun activities for the kids, things like a tug-of-war, a parachute. Later on in the evening, we're going to also feature a showing of the film called Two Spirits, and it's a documentary that I've heard great things about. I can't wait to share it with the community. All in all, it's going to be a great event. Come out and support. Come out and check it out if you want some more information, and just come out and have fun with us.
Awesome. Again, that's the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event, Saturday, August 23rd from 2 until 10 p.m. And it's at Siverges Recreation Center. Get entertained, educated, and moved. And you'll be able to stop by anytime during that 8-hour period. And also featuring free food. So make sure you bring your appetite. Now, Shara, when is the movie going to be shown?
As soon as the sun goes down, we wanted to have a moonlit movie showing, so probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Thank you again. That is Shara Francis Hearn, Junior Policy Analyst from the Undiwadatui Program, and also one of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Youth Representatives. We are talking about the Safe Zone Program for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, and we're going to welcome Leah DeLorme to the program. She is a Benefit Analyst from the Non-Insured Health Benefits Office. Now, during the program here, we mentioned the word ally. Can we talk about what an ally is?
A safe zone ally are individuals within Mohawk Council of Akwesasne who consider themselves to be open and knowledgeable about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning LGBTQ issues, and who choose to provide support. Being a safe zone participant tells people that you are someone that they can trust, someone committed to create an environment in which LGBTQ people will be treated with dignity and respect.
When we talk about what an ally is, I think we need to break it down on what is expected from someone that identifies as an ally and also what is not expected. So, Leah, let's start off with what is expected from someone who identifies as an ally with the Safe Zone program.
Being an ally, you're expected to treat everyone with respect and dignity, provide support, information, and referrals to individuals who approach you. Respect the person's need for privacy and confidentiality. Also, to develop a more genuine and realistic professional relationship with the LGBTQ community members, faculty, staff, and students. And to avoid homophobic, biphobic, transphobic remarks, jokes, and statements. As you feel comfortable, confront these actions as hate crimes.
All right, so we've talked about what is expected of someone that identifies as an ally for the Safe Zone program. I'd like to have you maybe break it down with regards to what's not expected. Maybe as an example, someone who identifies as an ally for the Safe Zone program is not expected to create a psychological support group. That's not their responsibility. They don't have to take that on. Maybe if you could talk about some other things that are not expected from an ally.
What's not expected of an ally is to be a counselor or expert regarding sexual orientation, know all the answers to all questions regarding sexual orientation, to be the only contact for the LGBTQ community, hear intimate disclosures, or be obligated to participate in political activities involving gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender issues.
All right, so Leah DeLorme breaking it down for us with regards to what an ally is, what's expected of an ally, and what's not expected of an ally. The Safe Zone program for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. Again, Leah DeLorme, thank you for being on the program. Benefit analyst from the Non-Insured Health Benefits Office. Thanks, Leah.
You're welcome.
Back to Philip White Cree, who again comes from the Aboriginal Rights Research Office and also one of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Youth Representatives. We're discussing the MCA Safe Zone Program. Philip, maybe you can let us know a little bit about the stickers when the community and fellow MCA employees can count on starting to see those within the organization.
The sticker logo has been designed by the committee, and the stickers have been ordered and they arrived. So now that the Safe Zone Committee has recently presented to Council, we will soon begin arranging workshops and educational components with different programs throughout MCA. And then once those are done, staff members can then proceed to put those logos and stickers up at their workstations in their areas.
With reference to educational component of the MCA Safe Zone Program, are you talking about meeting with each department within the MCA organization to explain what the Safe Zone program is about?
Yes, we're here to try to educate each program in each department within MCA to really fully introduce them to the LGBTQ community and issues that regard that. And then from there, they can have confidence in being able to professionally provide services to community members that are LGBTQ.
Very good. Thank you so much, Philip Whitecree, joining us as part of today's Dead Watalo, talking about the MCA Safe Zone program. So to wrap things up here, Kyle, we've talked about a lot here today, explaining for the community, giving them a brief introduction, if you will, about the MCA Safe Zone program, what it's all about. Now, we've talked with all four of you today. Can you give us some contact information on how community members or even fellow employees of MCA can contact Safe Zone program personnel?
Safe Zone program can be contacted by email, and the email is safe.zone@aquazusney.ca. We also have all of our contact information regarding our telephone numbers and personal extensions on the Safe Zone pamphlet that's available for the community. And we are currently in the works of setting up a Facebook page. We're just waiting for approval and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much, all four of you, for joining us on the program today to introduce the community and fellow MCA employees as well on what the MCA Safe Zone program is, and the place where no one will hurt your mind is the motto of the MCA Safe Zone program. So we'll look for good things to come. We will keep our eyes out for those stickers. And again, if anyone has any questions, anyone that would like support, would like to know more information, you need things clarified, or you'd like to get involved maybe with the committee and whatnot, you can reach any of these individuals at their specific workstations within the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. They are Kyle Thompson, addictions mental health worker from Holistic Health and Wellness Program, Philip Whitecree Arrow, researcher from the Aboriginal Rights and Research Office, Shara Francis Hearn, Jr., Policy Analyst under Wadatui Program, and Leah DeLorme. She is a Benefit Analyst from the Non-Insured Health Benefits Office. So you can simply phone the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, those specific departments, to speak with Kyle, Philip, Shara, or Leah if you have any follow-up questions. And we hope to have you back on Dead Watalo once you've done some of those educational components with the different departments of MCA, and once some of those stickers are visible to community members, to again bring people up to date on what the stickers are for, what an ally is, and what the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Safe Zone program is all about. Nyawat Goa. You've been listening to a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday to Watalo. We remind you, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during CKL Wednesday to Watalo are not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLWN or the Akwesasne Communication Society. For a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday to Watalo, I'm Reen Cook.